Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free and bringing up whatever might happen to be on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we'll give you the features on the site completely free. So do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
And, of course, the TSA still in the news. Huge news all week, last week, this week. Of course, Meg here was with us last week as well and may become a regular voice on our Saturday night show because she's a superstar now thanks to the TSA deciding to target her. And I guess they didn't know what they were dealing with at the time when they decided to pull you out for a super special screening, and you didn't really want that body scan.
Nothing I wanted, but if, you know, they're going to shine a spotlight on me, I'm going to use it to...
You had some questions.
Talk about them.
And they wouldn't answer your questions.
No.
And they escorted you out of the airport. And then something similar happened to John Tyner, who you actually had the opportunity with whom to speak. And something similar happened to him where he was in an airport, and he actually did not want them to do the pat-down. You were willing to allow them to do the pat-down.
Yeah,
you just had questions.
I had various steps in my mind that I had prepared just in case this happened to me to where I could still get on my flight but go through them. Like, I was prepared to... you know, first ask them questions if there was anything else we could possibly do, come up with a compromise. And I was wearing my swimsuit underneath. I was willing to get down in my swimsuit if that was necessary.
But you never got to the point of being able to get past the questions that you wanted to have them answer. Tyner.
Well, the biggest crime, really, when it comes to dealing with the TSAs and most authorities in general, is the crime of disobedience.
Sure.
If not immediately hopping to and respecting their authority. And
do whatever they say or
else. It's not even disobedience. It's just any sort of non-compliance direct, you know, right at that moment.
Right. Not you know, just saluting and doing whatever you're told is that's the crime.
It sure is. And that, I wanted to talk about the or else part tonight regarding what the TSA is doing now, because when they walked you out of the airport, that was it for you. You went on your way. You know, you didn't come back to that particular airport. You went to another airport. You managed to fly out of Florida to get back here to New Hampshire. John Tyner, on the other hand, he refused to be patted down, and they also told him that he needed to leave as well, which he did. Except on the way out of the airport, John Tyner was stopped by a man in a suit who told him that if he leaves the airport, he's going to be possibly fined $11,000 or $10,000, something like that. And that made a huge news splash, which may have even been a larger splash than the one that was started by you. And maybe they had decided to get tough after your incident or something like that. I don't know. It's just now they've come out and they've made an announcement that, look here, Americans, we want you to know that if you dare opt out of these provisions, as John Tyner did, we will come after you. And that's kind of what needs to be talked about here, because they're trying to bring out the big guns in preparation for National Opt-Out Day, which is coming out.
And when you deal with a government itself is an organization that has the monopoly privilege on the use of force, or has claimed for itself that monopoly privilege. So they claim that they're the only ones that are allowed to use force. So when they say that they're going to come after you, they mean it. I mean, these people are, the most successful criminal organization
maybe
in a given geographic area. I suspect they could.
Yeah. They could mean it.
Well, and they have to come at you with something 10 times scarier than, you know, any reasonable person would think is appropriate. I mean, $11,000 for what?
For walking in and, from their perspective, you're a potential terrorist. You're testing their security.
They don't believe that for a second. They do not believe that Americans...
Claim.
No, they just don't like it when people stand up to their bureaucrats.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that the TSA agents that I have seen have to be some of the lowest trained government workers I've ever seen. And you're talking about government workers here. People that have no reason... Bureaucrats. People that have no reason to provide good service to you. And the TSA surly... I mean, I found some friendly ones. It's nice,
sure.
But they've certainly got no reason. If they feel like being surly, they are. You know, they don't test themselves certainly the same way that they test you. They don't keep track of their badges. They don't keep track of their uniforms. They don't keep track of their track cards.
What I think is interesting is that they are basically, they're tipping their hand at this point. The TSA, and of course the government only has one card to play. So if you know what that card is, then it's not a surprise here. But if you, maybe there are some people out there that are shocked that the TSA would do this. Because normally when an issue happens, to their credit, they try to handle it as without resorting to direct violence. So for instance, with Meg's case, they released a couple of videotapes to show, see, she's a liar, you judge for yourself. And then they put the tapes out there, and that was kind of it for their how they addressed that. John Tyner, they threatened him once. Maybe they hoped that wouldn't get out. It did. He recorded the entire thing, and now they're just basically saying, yeah, we're going to hit you with $10,000 in fines, and we want everybody to know it for this the 24th is when it is. That is, I believe, Wednesday,
yeah.
The day before Thanksgiving. There's going to be a national opt-out day where the folks over at WeWon'tFly.com and a number of other websites have been encouraging people to, if they're flying that day, if you must fly, to refuse to get the body scan. And then, if you're not flying that day, to go to the airport and do some outreach and to let people know what it is they're getting into and kind of clue them in. The TSA is scared by this. They've never had to deal with anything like this before, and so they're reacting in the way they have to react, and that is to put out a threat against your freedom.
Yeah, they're just basically terrorizing people with these threats, you know, and it's like they're there to prevent terrorism. So they're creating terrorism to prevent it, and that makes absolutely no sense. I don't understand why more people aren't just like, why do we have this? Why is this here? It's just scary.
Well, maybe they will be now.
And the other part is the lies that have gone on. They talked about these new backscatter machines that they don't like that term. The naked scanners that they're putting in.
Porno scanners.
Yeah.
Rape a scan.
the claims they made as far as the X-rays. The scientists have tested these things. Renowned scientists at major universities and said that their claims were off by. Like a tenth. I mean, they were saying it's 10 times the radiation that the TSA was claiming. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a heck of a difference.
Well, and plus those machines are open, and so, like, well, you know, obviously the TSA isn't the near, dear, wonderful friends to my heart. I don't
want to even hurt.
Yes.
Right, so the people working around them, if they believe the lies their own organization says, they're going to get 10 times the radiation that they're supposed to get. I guess they're going to let the pilots opt out at this point. So now they're happy. The pilots don't, as long as it's not us, everything's great.
But when I was there, I mean, you go into the backscatter machine, and there's no doors or anything, and there was a lady just standing right there by the opening of it, and, you know, she's got to go through all the radiation of every single scan for the entire...
The TSA worker.
Yeah,
entire
time she's there.
There's a reason doctors wear lead vests when they do this stuff.
And they're not.
No.
So
she's wearing a little metal badge right here. That's about it.
Yeah. Are you scared by this? The TSA is threatening $11,000 in fines up to, they say, and possible arrest for anybody who refuses whatever a method of inspection they designate on you. So if you're in line and they say you need to do this, and you, maybe you opt out of the scanner, and then they, all right, well, you have to get the pat down. Maybe you feel uncomfortable with that, and you say, forget it. I'm not going to fly. You turn around and you leave.
It's for leaving the screening area.
Right. They're telling you.
They demanded that women remove their prosthetic breasts who have breast cancer. Women remove their their nipple piercings, things like that. I mean, people should be able to walk out if this screening gets too invasive. If it's not, I'm sorry, but that's a sexual assault.
You'll be able to walk out if you get arrested.
There's a threat based on whether or not you comply. What does a rapist do? He uses a threatening item in order to get what he wants.
Yep. So 1-800-259-9231. Are you scared?
You can only call it consensual if I'm allowed to leave.
It's not consensual. I don't think they called it that, did they?
Well, then what is it? It's non-consensual molestation.
Well, maybe they would have made that claim that you consented to it when you bought the ticket.
Terrorism.
But
9/11.
Okay. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're welcome to share your thoughts on the TSA. Are you afraid? Are you frightened by these threats? Too scared to participate in the opt-out day? Or what do you? How do you feel? 800-259-9231. Or bring up anything.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
If you're currently on a diet to get your weight down to a more healthy level, congratulations. Maintaining a healthy weight is one of the most important things you can do for your overall health. While dieting, the idea isn't to deprive yourself or to always feel hungry, so make sure that you include nutrient-rich superfruits into the diet. Try to stay away from fried foods and junk foods and excessive sweets and dairy and breads and alcohol. These will definitely derail your diet plans. Because it can be difficult to make sure you get all of the nutrients, especially B vitamins and fiber, in your daily diet to not feel hungry, Genesis Today has created a great tasting juice that contains the acai berry, the superfruit that ensures you get the proper amounts of both fiber and nutrients. Acai berry juice from Genesis Today tastes fantastic, is loaded with B vitamins, fiber, protein, and helps you feel full and supports healthy weight control. Drink a glass of delicious acai berry juice in the morning to help you maintain a healthy body every day.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and acai berry juice, please visit genesistoday.com. Acai berry juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze-Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze-Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze-Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free, taking control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231, the live Saturday edition, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is where you want to go to access a bunch of stuff, and it's all free, including our news updates. You get signed up, and we'll clue you in. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com, get signed up for our email updates, or maybe you'd prefer Twitter, Facebook, we got that too. Go to news.freetalklive.com to do all of the above.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court? without an attorney. I mean, some injustice has been perpetrated against you. You don't have the money for a lawyer, but you want satisfaction. Jurisdictionary.com is a course for you. It allows people to you take a case to court without an attorney. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy, the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. Get it at jurisdictionary.com. I have taken the course, and I find it to be invaluable. I mean, I'd had no idea how to do things in the legal system. Jurisdictionary.com made it easy for me.
The TSA is threatening you if you decide that you are too uncomfortable with getting screened. Maybe you change your mind at the last moment. You decide that I don't want to go through with this. I don't want to get scanned with the x-rays, and I don't want to have myself felt up. I'd rather just go home. Goodbye. If you don't go through their security screening, they are saying they will fine people up to $11,000 and possibly arrest them, detain them behind closed doors for who knows how long. There's some real serious threats going on out there. Mark, you made a great point over the break.
The arbitrary nature of this is pointed out by the $11,000 fine. Why not a $10,000 fine? Does that make more sense to people?
Well, it's up to, so they can fine you whatever they want.
It's just weird. Well, why not 12? Just arbitrary. The point that I was trying to make is, when you're going into the screening situation, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know whether you're going to go to a metal detector or asked to go to a backscatter machine. I'm not going through a backscatter machine because I don't want those x-rays. Whether you're going to get felt on. When people being felt on are getting felt on in their bare skin under their clothes, up their shirts, up their skirts. They're reporting hands
being, start that way,
being
but it's
put on their private areas. They're reporting all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And if you can't say no, then that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's a sexual assault because you've lost your ability to opt out.
But they would say you opted in.
Why don't they have that? Why don't people have the same scenario with sex? I mean, if a girl says that she's willing to have sex with me and then she changes her mind, that's rape if I continue. Okay.
Not if you're in the government.
But yeah, right. Not if you're part of the TSA. I mean, that's the sick, weird part of this. You should be able to leave. These people are gatekeepers. They are not detainers. I mean, that's not the purpose of this.
So I want to know, there was somebody who was on hold for a little while that wanted to tell us about how he's in favor of the TSA. If you like the TSA, if you think that the TSA and this airline security, this federal airline security, so-called, which is really just security theater, if you think it's great and you think it is okay for them to just fine people $11,000 and arrest them for changing their mind at the last moment, I would love to hear from you. What makes you think that is okay? $11,000 and possible arrest for deciding, I thought I might have been comfortable with this, but no, I'm just going
to
go home.
Well, I mean, another thing people have to think about is the TSA is listed on its website, like all the airports with the backscatter machines. That is not updated.
Mm-mm.
Because when I,
the government website.
Yeah, I didn't make it out my first flight, obviously. So I was looking around for airports that didn't have the backscatter machines to fly out of one of those because I thought, if I go to one of those, it's less likely that I'll be randomly chosen for the, enhanced pat down because I know they have the powers, quote unquote, to do that, but it seems less likely if there's no backscatter machine to opt out of.
It turns out you were right about that.
Yeah. But I mean, a few of the airports I looked into, they weren't listed as having them, but I found out later that they did, so I'd have to find a different airport. And, if you're not telling people the correct thing, they're going to these airports. Like me, I would look at that airport and say, oh, look, on the website it says it doesn't have a backscatter machine. So I'm agreeing to going through the standard procedures. I'm not agreeing to the backscatter machine. If I get there and it's there, I did not agree to that.
Right, and even if you want to change your mind at the last minute, you should be able to do that. You should be able to say, no, screw this. As though there's something so secretive about the security checkpoint that they have to protect, that somehow they have to shake down every single person that approaches it, that it's the target. But it's not the target. If it was the target, someone would set a bomb off there. I mean, if somebody approaches their security checkpoint, turns around and says, yeah, I'm going home, and their excuse is, well, you could be a terrorist, and you might have a bomb on you, so we need to screen you. If they had a bomb on them, they would blow the bomb up.
Right. Yeah. They'd be more effective in the queue waiting for it, in the line. I mean, you're talking
before
about
they even get to the screening.
Concentration of people. The TSA creates a problem, a security problem itself by backing these people up into this large open area. I mean, the actual the area where they're screening you is a smaller concentration of people. It's a larger concentration of government bureaucrats.
It's a larger concentration of people than most of the gates that people are waiting at, I would say.
Right, yeah. So the line itself is a larger security problem than than anything else.
So if you totally agree with this threat by the TSA to hit somebody with $11,000 in a fine and possible jail time, possible arrest, I'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are welcome. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Paul, listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I got a couple questions for you. Let's go back 20 years. Name one, and I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna racial profile right now. Name one black African American individual that has done harm to this country in 20 years.
Done harm to this country? What is that supposed to mean?
Okay, killing innocent lives.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, but there's all kinds of black murderers that have killed people in 20 years.
Okay, let's go down to 9/11.
Okay.
Okay, who was behind that?
I assume it was the folks that the CIA calls Al-Qaeda.
Probably the people that died in the explosions of the planes.
Some criminals.
Islam, Muslim extremists.
Some human beings who'd been very upset at perhaps the U.S. federal government.
Okay, you hate Muslims. What's the solution?
Correct. So now let's take it away from the black American individual and let's turn it into the white American individual in the last 20 years. Which two white individuals in the last 20 years has committed major devastation upon the American people, innocent lives, in the tune of more than one person?
White people that have hurt more than one person?
There's probably more than we can count.
There's a lot of politicians out there that have sent people off to war and hurt people that way.
Okay, so now we're down to white. And
what are you getting at here?
I don't see where this is going, and
we don't have time for a symposium. Get to it. Tell us what you want to do to the Muslims, dude. Lay it on me.
Ted Kaczynski is one. Okay, and
it doesn't matter what color they are.
Right. Is your point here that there are white people and brown people and black people who have hurt folks?
He was behind the Fort Hood Texas massacre on our Air Force, on our military base.
I don't have an airport.
Some fella. I mean,
a guy who was crazy.
Some guy that the United States military trusted enough to make him a major.
Okay, well, the same people that the United States American trusted to turn,
okay, congratulations. Yep. You've succeeded in not making a single point the entire time.
You just dumped the room.
You just don't have 20 minutes to give a symposium when you get on the radio.
Thank you. And it's the same guy who called earlier this week in West Virginia advocating profiling, but never actually came right out and said what he wanted to see happen. It's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a Fountain of Youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com spelled A-V-A-T-A-R facial.com and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the Fountain of Youth facelift.
ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Hello, Alex Jones has told you about the delicious, safe, easy-to-fix, and very storable food from eFoods Direct. He's also told you that eFoods Direct has the best food on the planet. Well, here's the great news. It's that time of year, and their holiday special is here. Two holiday-priced packs for you to put into your reserve for a secure future or share with others. The first is a 6-month bulk supply in number 10 cans, and the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy-duty totes. Both are special values for the holidays. When you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on the entire order. These holiday packs are always special combinations of food that are not available at any other time of the year. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of these airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. But if you need to get to a point, you need to get to a point. Last guy was just like asking all these questions like, well, what if, who are these people and how many people have done this in the past? He had something he wanted to say, I thought, but I guess not.
You know, having done talk radio for how long were you doing this? 7, 8 years?
8 years.
Something like that. You know, it's not like we were ever really given much of a lesson on doing it. We basically learned how to do this by making all the mistakes in the beginning. And I can tell you, having made this particular mistake, that you can't lead people with questions. It just doesn't work. They
won't answer the way you want them
right.
They
don't want to answer because they know that you're trying to box them in. They don't always know the answers. It just they're not thinking the same things you're thinking at the same time. Leading people with questions, especially multiple questions, you know, maybe one, but leading with multiple questions simply doesn't work. I mean, you're not a professor in front of a classroom. You don't get that kind of time. When it's talk radio, you gotta get to it. I gave him the opportunity to tell me what he would do to solve the problem if it's the Muslims, and that's what it sounded like to me. I just guessing.
Reminds me of the clip from Ferris Bueller's Day Off where Ben Stein is. He's doing a lecture with a class, and he'll stop and he'll ask a question in the midst of the lecture. Anyone?
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 the Declaration of Independence.
It was written by anyone.
Thomas Jefferson. Yeah. And actually, it was Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, and another guy were on the team. But basically, Thomas Jefferson did it. So anyway, real quick here. If you're on any medications and you go to a local pharmacy to get those medications, it doesn't matter whether they're for, you know, migraines or whether it's for acid reflux or some kind of, heart medication or your Cialis or whatever it is, you can get them for discounts as high as 70% off by going to meds.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with Discount Prescription Services. They get medications from around the world, and their customer service is excellent. I've gone through it. I'm not steering you wrong on this one. It's meds.freetalklive.com. It's a great service, and it can save you a lot of money. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Now, with Paul's call, the confusing guy that was asking questions and never really getting anywhere, I knew who he was because he called earlier this week during our weekday program.
You're great at remembering these folks, because I certainly don't.
Because folks are listening in Charleston all week long. So he'd called in a couple times in the last week to advocate for profiling. But the questions he was asking didn't necessarily sound like that made him sound like he was advocating that.
Sure.
But whatever it was he would have been advocating tonight, whether it would have been profiling or to say that, well, we need to check everybody regardless of what their skin color is, I still disagree with both. Yeah. I still don't think that that any of this TSA nonsense needs to be going on at all. I think that the marketplace can provide the security that people are looking for at various different levels of interest.
And it will respond much more quickly. If airlines had this kind of backlash that's gone on in the past 2 weeks over the TSA, they would change their tune with a quickness. However, what is the TSA doing?
They're threatening people.
If you do not comply, we will fine you and detain you.
And possibly arrest you.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, They're threatening people. I mean, that is the hallmark of a coercive, monopolistic government.
Because they know at this point, like, with so much backlash as a result of all of this, I mean, there has been a few airports saying that they are considering doing the private alternative, which, to me, just...
It'll take them at least 12 months to implement that, by the way.
Yeah, plus there's, like, five... approved companies they can go with, and they have to follow all of the TSA standards.
I still think it'll be far superior. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not saying that it's it's not the solution. It's the charter schools.
TSA light.
You'd be going back to the year 2000 or something like that. Maybe. Maybe the TSA will still mandate the back scanners.
But
who
even
knows?
So, the airports will have to compete with each other over security at that point, because now they don't. Now, you know, if I'm in the regional, I'm in the vicinity of, the Boston Logan Airport, Manchester, Hartford.
File your complaint with the same bureaucracy,
right.
The same TSA.
It's all the TSA is the security at all of them.
As though they care about your complaints. To the phones and your thoughts. Chris is in Florida. By the way, the number 800-259-9231. Chris in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, two things real quick. I got pulled over today. I was taking my daughter to the park. It was a nice day out. I figured I'd leave work and go take them to the park, and I get pulled over. We're going 53 and a 40, and the guy was very professional. He didn't really give me a chance to say anything, and I just kind of sat there and signed the ticket. And I'm trying to decide what to do about it, but I know I'm not going to just pay it like I used to.
Why?
Did you kill a bunch of babies in the process?
No, because I don't think I was doing. I think I was driving a safe speed. I know I wasn't going that fast, and even if I was, I don't really see how that.
What happens in Florida if you don't pay a ticket?
Well, I'm just gonna take it to court.
Okay, so you'll pay it if you found guilty, then, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I have this question because some states they're different. Each one of them is different. And I cannot give you advice on how to fight your case in court. My advice would be to, if you're going to fight it in court, to get jurisdictionary at jurisdictionary.com because that's been helpful for me. But I guess my question would be: is it one of those states where they tack on these court costs, which can be hundreds of dollars more for taking it to trial? And you really need to find that information out. Sometimes they'll deal with you right before court and say, "Hey, we'll knock this off into half if you just."
I'm pretty sure that's the way it works.
The way is what way? That there are court costs, or that they'll cut? That you think
that there are court costs that you have to end up paying, that it's going to end up costing me more to fight it. But I don't. The problem is that I had all these points on my license when I was younger, and I ended up losing my license for a couple years, and I had to get a hardship license, which was fine because I worked for myself, so everywhere I went, I said was for work.
Right.
Whatever.
So if you, what you're saying is if you don't fight it, then there's zero chance that the points will be
If I don't fight it, then I'm going to get points applied to my license. And my license is clean. And that's the thing. My license has been clean for a really long time because I want to say, like, I've just been super careful now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's been like 5 years, but I'm super careful and I don't, you know. Anyway, that was one thing. I just wanted to say I appreciate you guys being out there and talking about this stuff, because if it wasn't for that, I'd just pay the ticket and move on with my life. But anyway, I was watching the Obscured Truth videos tonight, and I saw the one where you got your phone taken by the EMS.
Yeah, where the EMT just snatches the phone right out of my hand. I'm standing in public recording them doing their public job. In a public place, and he just walks right up and just grabs the phone.
I didn't realize what happened at first. I just saw you guys all freak out, and then I saw him hand something to a deputy, and I was like, was that his phone? So then by the end of the video, it was driving me crazy because I was wondering, did you get your phone back?
I did get my phone back, yeah, but it took about an hour and a half, and finally the sheriffs returned the phone to me.
There's a follow-up video for that one where you're talking to John McClain about
it. I saw that, and I didn't, but there wasn't anything in the video. I didn't get the...
So there you have it. Of course, there's nothing that could be done about it. Yeah. The city, and thank you for the call tonight, by the way, the city government people, when I went and talked to the city manager and I said, you know, we've got this video footage of one of your employees stealing my phone.
Right, this is essentially a simple assault. I mean, this guy walks up. He has no arrest capabilities. He has no law enforcement, role, and he just walks up and takes somebody's telephone away from them. And, you know, nothing. The bureaucrats deny it and refuse to look at the video.
Yeah, he absolutely refused to look at the video, and he said, well, if you've got a problem, you can go down to the police department and file a complaint there. Well, I had already called the police because someone stole my phone. What else am I supposed to do? It's one of their people, one of their government bureaucrats.
The police are the ones that actually got your phone back.
Well, the sheriff did, not the police.
Yeah.
The police opened an investigation and found that nothing was wrong.
And they said an investigation with the air quotes and everything. We have that, like, when you're talking to the cop when he returned your phone, and he said he was going to open up an investigation. He did the air quotes thing.
Is that right?
Yeah. And then he had to correct himself really quick. Yeah. He's like, oh, no, I mean an investigation.
They don't care. The TSA is worse than this, but the local guys don't care either.
Yeah,
they
last night I watch, every night I go outside late at night, watch the cops just run right through the stop signs here.
The same cops that will arrest you for doing the very same thing.
They've arrested my friends for that, but they're just going to do it.
So there's nothing you can do. Oh, file a complaint. Well, that's not going to do anything because they're not going to punish themselves.
Yeah, who's just filing the complaint on me instead of, like, going all out and, doing the harassment thing?
They won't punish themselves, and you can't punish them beyond speaking out against it. And that doesn't do anything because speaking out doesn't stop people from paying their taxes.
That just makes them more angry.
It doesn't stop people from ponying up for property taxes. And as long as people keep paying, then these guys will keep getting away with whatever it is they want to do to you. 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
AutoZone. The weather may be cooler, but you can keep your ride looking hot with help from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Now's a great time to get out there and pamper your car. Wash it, detail it, then wax it to protect the finish for winter. Right now at AutoZone, get your choice of select Eagle One car care products for just $3.99. See store for details. Everything you need to keep it looking good bumper to bumper. Heat up the street with a hot ride. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
These are my credit cards.
This is my stack of bills.
This is my mortgage statement.
These are my auto loan documents.
They're all mine.
And as much as I'd like to get rid of them,
it would be worse to have someone take them from me.
You build a life for yourself, but you can kiss it goodbye if your identity gets stolen. Better get Identity Guard. It's the kind of state-of-the-art protection and information that helps keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also, also on super sale. Olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
No matter how little you may know about the dangers of a nuclear blast or radiation sickness, you can become an emergency preparedness expert after reading Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb by Sam Adams. A must for every American home, this book is a step-by-step how-to manual for survival in the event of disaster. Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb is available for immediate digital download for only $39 at DirtyBombSurvival.com. Order the hard copy for just $49 plus $8 shipping from DirtyBombSurvival.com. Plus, you can own the rights to copy and sell this book. Find out more at DirtyBombSurvival.com. That's DirtyBombSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Order your copy today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We will give you the features on the site there totally free. And if you enjoy the program, you can help support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. There are some things you can't buy at Amazon, including a cruise.
Yeah, so how does a cruise to Bermuda sound? Well, how about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011, but you need to reserve your berth now because, well, they only have a certain amount, and if you want the initial price here, that's how you do it. They're as low as $535 double occupancy. You go to cruise.freetalklive.com and do it today. It's cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything you want to the phones and your thoughts. Jason is in Austin. Jason is not in Austin. He just dropped off the line. The TSA threatening travelers that are maybe perhaps are planning on opting out of both of the super body scan thing that they have with the x-rays hitting you all over the place, or the special pat-down that they're giving people, the more intrusive pat-down.
Yeah,
we'll
call it the special touch.
That they are offering, although they're not offering it anymore. They're just telling you that if you get near our security line and you turn away, we're going to detain you. We're going to take you somewhere you don't want to go, perhaps arrest you, and maybe issue you a fine of $10,000 or $11,000 at the most. In fact, apparently a sheriff's office, I think this is a Florida sheriff, yeah, I think Broward County. Anyway, Palm Beach Sheriff's Office is looking at handling a large number of detainees and plan to treat them as terror suspects, according to Antiwar .com. So, boy, that sounds really fun, doesn't it?
That's the cops that I was dealing with were Broward County.
Was it?
So.
Yep, so they're stepping it up. They're letting you know that if you dare to step out of line and you dare to question the TSA and refuse maybe at the last moment and turn around and leave the airport, that you could be subject to, you know, maybe a night in the cage. Who knows how long they would keep you in a cage? They planning on arresting people? Would they turn you out right away? Will they hold you for 5 hours? Maybe they'll hold you without access to water. I mean, you never know what these people are going to do. 1-800-259-9231.
I just saw a video of a woman getting her head bashed in by a TSA agent while they were taking her down for reaching for her cell phone. I mean, they just tackled this woman.
How about the woman who had her child taken away from her? I'd like to hear about that if we get a chance. But get the thoughts from you and see what you think about all this, especially if you support the $10,000 fine or $11,000. I would love to hear from somebody that's, yeah, that's appropriate. For someone that just walks away from the checkpoint?
Well, generally what you'll get from people is, well, we need the TSA to perform some sort of security function, blah, blah, blah. Of course, they shouldn't be surly, and they shouldn't do this, and they shouldn't do that. But we have already. We know what happens when you set up a government-instituted security organization for the airports. We know. We know what's going to happen because we've got it. They'll start limiting you on things like water. You know, actually, it's not, this is the silly part. It's not actually about water. It's about the container the water's in. You could have as much water as you can fit into 3.2-ounce containers that you can put into a quart clear Ziploc bag. You can step right through that line and drink your little water right after you through, as long as it's in 3.2-ounce containers. It's if it's in a 12 or 10 or 14-ounce container that's the problem. I mean, that's how ludicrous this is.
Let's talk to Dwayne listening in Florida to WFLA-FM. Hello, Dwayne. Dwayne in Tallahassee. I hear somebody there. Maybe his name's not Dwayne. Coughing man. Now, let's put him back on hold. Let's put him back on hold. Maybe he'll come back around. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Mark, tell me about this woman that had her child stolen from her by the TSA.
Yeah.
Are they also kind of moonlighting now as the Child Protective Services?
They're everything.
Well, this isn't about the woman being, this isn't about the child being mistreated by the woman. This is about what they did when they were shaking her down.
Well, they must have had a reason to take someone's child from them. Sure, she wasn't beating the child out in front of everybody?
Because she could have passed off the bomb to the child if the child was near her.
So let me go on with it here. So this woman has been basically put into it's a long blog post, and I don't want to read the whole thing. But her situation's going relatively normal for most folks. She sets off the beeper thing because her son's pacifier clip has some metal in it. She ends up getting put in the 6 foot tall hamster box thing. She's about 45 minutes out from the flight. She's asking people through the little breather holes, "Hey, can you come shake me down so that I can get on with my life?"
She's in what?
You know, there's this clear area that they pat you down in. This like cell.
Yeah, instead of the roped off area that was in mine, a lot of places now have just a glass box that you go in.
So this is the first I've heard of this.
I've seen you patted down in one.
I've never walked into some kind of glass cell. I'm sorry,
yeah,
no.
Well, it had doors on it. The one you went into, the doors were open.
Man, I did not. When was this?
At the Manchester airport. You're just not paying attention. There is a little glass. There are glass cells that people go into for their pat downs in some cases.
Huh.
Instead of movable roped off areas, these are permanent glass, stages for TSA to put on.
Wow, that's creepy. And you're saying I didn't even know I was in this. Huh?
Yes.
Wow.
So anyway.
You're complacent, Ian.
I guess.
I'm just going to pick it up here. The female TSA agent stood in front of me while I sat with Jackson. That's her son. It's a young son with a pacifier. She continued. She never gives the age, but you'll get the idea here. Pacifier's a big hint. She continued to watch the luggage as it came through the conveyor belt. "Ma'am, can someone please just search me so that we can be on our way? We're going to miss our flight." The female agent called an older gentleman over, also a TSA agent. The male TSA agent stood in front of me and said, "I'm going to have to pat down your son." While Jackson was still standing on my lap, he was being good, so despite all of this chaos, I said okay and continued to hold on to my son, expecting the male TSA agent to start touching him.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, "I'm going to have to pick him up while I inspect him." I rolled my eyes and sternly told him, "It's his pacifier clip that went off. You can't just run that back through the conveyor belt and let us go. We're going to miss our flight." the female TSA agent who had been standing there the entire time.
You should have arrived 5 hours ago.
You need to adjust your attitude and do as you're told.
There you go.
That's what it's like.
Just like in school.
The male TSA agent repeated, I'm going to have to pick him up to inspect him.
All right.
I handed him my son, and he walked away with my child. Now, Ian, I know you don't have a kid. You don't know what this is like. But I can tell you that this was drive bananas, the vast majority of mothers in America.
It's okay. They're the TSA. They're law enforcement.
I don't even
care.
Have kids, and if I saw that happen, I would just run after that child.
Let me tell you what happened to this woman. My eyes welled up with tears. I stood from my chair, and I asked the female agent, where's he going? Where is he taking my child? Why is he leaving? Jackson, while being whisked away, looked at the male TSA agent awkward and repeated, no, 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 no. I started crying. The female TSA agent did not answer me. Panic set in. My hands began to shake. My body was sweating. My breath was short. My heart was racing. They had taken my child and not told me they were going to. Jackson was out of my eyesight. I could not see my son. Now, sobbing, I repeated my questions to the female TSA agents, and she told me, ma'am, we're trying to be nice to you, and we don't know which one of you set off the metal detector, so stay here so I can search you. But my son, where is my son? I asked over and over again. The female TSA agent called back a second female. The TSA agent she came over and began to search me. Apparently, the second female TSA agent could hear my protesting and asked for my son. Ma'am, you need to calm down, or I'm going to have to involve the authorities. Now, I was pissed, horrified, terrified, enraged. You effing get the authorities, I told the female TSA agent while the others continued to wand me and force me to unbutton my jeans because the button beeped when they went over my abdomen with the wand. You get the GD authorities right the F now and tell them to give me my son, I said. I began to black out. I knew I was going to have a full-on panic attack. I feared passing out.
Wow.
Right. You know, maybe the lady...
That's serious.
Yeah. You know, I don't know how every woman would act, but when I read this story to my wife, and she is not a, you know, emotionally flighty woman, she said, I'd have tackled the guy. And I,
that wouldn't have gone well.
No, it would have gone very, very poorly. But when you're talking about people, you know, and their kids, they're going to get very animalistic. You know, I mean, this is important stuff. This is what we're all here for, is propagating the species.
And with the TSA, I mean, they've been trained so heavily, you know, in just the procedure, you know, whenever I would ask them questions, they would always say, it's just we were doing the job, we were following orders, that when they see people get emotional, they automatically use that as an excuse for this is why we have to search this person. This person is obviously unstable. They're planning something bad. So, like, when I started getting upset, they were using that as an excuse for why they were holding me. Because, you know, they were saying, well, why are you shaking? Why are you crying? It's like, there's big people with guns around you.
Yeah.
It's scary.
I had a cop ask me that once. You know, why are you shaking? Well, maybe because you might hurt me.
Well, it's a scary situation. And, you know, she ends up calling the mom and the husband and all that stuff. Finally, she sees the male TSA agent who took Jackson, brought him back. Jackson was in my sight and immediately started yelling, Mommy, Mommy! I was hysterical, running to my son, grabbing him from the male TSA agent's arms. I sobbed, I yelled.
So she got him back.
Yeah.
That's good. 1-800-259.
AutoZone. The weather may be cooler, but you can keep your ride looking hot with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Now's a great time to get out there and pamper your car. Wash it, detail it, then wax it to protect the finish for winter. Right now at AutoZone, get your choice of select Eagle One car care products for just $3.99. See store for details. Everything you need to keep it looking good bumper to bumper. Heat up the street with a hot ride. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.